Hi. Where are you guys from?
Somalia.
And when did you get here?
Today.
You arrived in the Darien today?
Yeah.
Where are you guys trying to travel to?
Someone better
like. Are you wanting to go to the U.S.?
Yeah.
You're trying to go to the United States?
Yeah. He speaks English. You speak English, yeah?
Yeah. So where are you trying to go?
Some place with better life.
The United States?
Yeah.
And you just arrived here today?
Yeah. Today.
How are you planning on getting to the United States?
Traveling with cars or crossing the border.
So you're going to go through on the bus to Costa Rica?
Yeah, then, yeah.
And then you want to go, which entrance in the United States? The Mexican border?
Yeah, the Mexican.
Through Texas?
Yeah, no, through, yeah, Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
That's where all of you are going?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to stay in Texas or you want to go somewhere else to work in the United States?
Any place.
Any place?
Yeah, any place.
Why are you coming now? What made you do this trip now instead of like 2 years ago?
Because you have to plan, you have to have a lot of money then travel here. It costs a lot of money.
How much did it cost you?
Around 15,000.
15,000 each?
Really?
Yeah, each, yeah.
That's a lot. And who did you pay?
To some place and flights, you know, you come in with flights. The flights costs a lot of money.
Where did you fly to?
From Somalia.
From where? To where?
To Istanbul, then Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then where did you go from Brazil?
From Brazil, then we came to Peru.
We flew to Peru?
Yeah. No, we came by walking.
By walking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we came to Peru, Ecuador, just like that, Colombia.
And you came through, how did you get through those countries?
Walking, and sometimes you are using cars.
The bus?
Yeah, the bus.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to get to the United States?
Don't know. We never went there. So we're just trying to reach. We don't know how many days it will take.
And when you get there, what are you going to do? Where do you have family there?
Yeah, we have families. Yeah, relatives there.
Where?
In America.
Where? United States?
For me, they live in Minneapolis.
Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Do you know who Ilhan Omar is?
Yeah.
You do? Do you like her?
Of course. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I want to be like her, just like her.
You want to be just like Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ayub.
What is it?
Ayub.
Ayub.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
A-Y-U-B.
Ayub. So yeah. you guys like Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Because she's one of us. She's Somali, from Somalia. Then
she's one of you.
Yeah, she went there by immigration, by like refugee. Then she became a congresswoman. So I want to be like her, going there.
You want to be in politics? You want to go work in politics in America?
Yeah. Or anything. For now, I don't have any choice. But if I go there and I find the space to be a politician, of course, yeah. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20?
Yeah.
How old are all of you?
24. 25.
So let me ask you. So, you know, you live in Somalia. You're a Muslim, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Ilhan Omar is a Muslim as well. What do you think about Jewish people and Christian people?
Yeah, just people like us, Muslims. Religion doesn't matter. Everyone has his choice to become a Muslim, Christian, Jewish. Doesn't matter.
Not in Somalia though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of persecution in Somalia. A lot of people.
No. Yeah, because it's not the government. It's some terrorist guys.
And what happens, you're going to go and they may not let you in. So what happens if you get detained in Texas at the border? What are you going to do?
There's nothing I can do. If I'm detained, what can I do? Nothing.
What do you think will happen to you?
Return to me to Mogadishu.
Mogadishu?
Or Somalia.
They'll put you on a plane? Send you back?
I don't see that as a good
What do you think? You like Ilhan Omar. What do you think about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? Yeah, of course. He's a good president, too. Yeah.
Why?
You know, I don't follow the American politics, but I can see he's a good president.
Do you think he has made it easier for illegal aliens?
President Trump, by the time he was president, I was young. I didn't follow the politics, so, yeah.
Who do you think is better for illegal immigrants, Trump or Biden?
No, Biden, of course.
That's so you came because Joe Biden said our borders are open.
Yeah.
This is the Real American View.
Hello. It's Wendy, and I'm back with the Real American View. And today we are going to talk about the Biden's border bloodbath and the violence that has been going on in the United States of America under the Biden administration. That was Laura Loomer, the elite journalist who exposes a lot of truths about what's going on out there in our country, and for sure about the Biden border bloodbath. And I just want to say that it just looks like they're just bringing these people over here for a vote. They don't care about, you know, the 12-year-old Missouri boy that was killed by a head-on collusion, an illegal immigrant hit in the, you know, in a car accident. They just want her vote, you know, because that's really all that matters. Because we, you know, they just want to continue to rule over us. Or the ones that are going around randomly sucker punching 9-year-olds in the face, or going around in the subways and just hitting girls. Why they do that, and what, like, why do they think that it's okay to do that? I mean, what are they thinking there? I don't get it. But hey, it's a vote. Go Biden. Go vote for Joe Biden. You heard the guy that is coming from Somalia. He's going to vote for Biden. He loves Biden. And he loves, what's her name? Omar. I can't even pronounce her name. Ehan or some shit. Omar. I don't know. But you know who I'm talking about. He loves her. And you know, they're letting thousands of people like that in our country every single day. And nobody's even doing anything about it. I mean, I guess, you know, since your kids are okay, right? That's all that matters, as long as your kids are safe and protected in your communities. I mean, I give props to Texas, you know, like, you know, they really are trying. I just can't believe what's going on. Arizona, come on, man. You got to do better than that. Florida, come on, man. Got to do better than that. You know, look, here's an article. The headlines is, fourth generation Arizona rancher says he has found 17 dead bodies, rape trees, illegal aliens crawling on his property. Because why are we allowing this again? So Joe Biden can win the election, so he can have all the votes like he did last election, guys. Remember, he had all the votes and he won. A fourth generation Arizona rancher who owns 1,600 acres of land that spans 10.5 miles along the southern border said he has found 17 dead bodies, rape trees, and illegal aliens crawling on his property. John Ladd, 68, has been outspoken about Biden's border crisis over the years. He described what it's like to live on the border under the Biden regime, which openly favors the illegal invaders and punishes American citizens. That's it's true. Why are we being punished? I mean, they're actually taking our money and giving it to them so they have shelter, food, clothes, guns, whatever it is, they're getting it. Driver's licenses. That's the money. That's our money. That's what we worked for. That's what our ancestors worked for. That's what, you know, our parents or our grandparents, all everybody. It's almost like, what's the point of even working? Because they're just going to give your money away to somebody else when you really just need it. The money is stupid. It's going down the drain. And a lot of this, like, border crossing does have a lot to do with money as well. I mean, a lot of the human trafficking, and they make billions of dollars off of that. They're not going to let that go. And I mean, I promise you, those women and those children do not like to be treated that way. But you know what? Because they're weak, they're not as strong, they're forced, and it's sad. So that's what's happening, at the border, the Biden's border bloodbath right now. I mean, a rape tree, that's a rape tree, Ladd told the Daily Mail, pointing to a tree on his property covered with women's underwear, which cartel smugglers use as trophies. Really? You use it as a trophy? The cartels are disgusting. You guys have some serious problems, like demonic problems there. There's something so wrong with you that you actually think that it glorifies you and that you just want a trophy and you didn't. Because really what you did was you just want a spot in hell. I hope you burn in hell. Almost all the women who came across get raped by their guides, who then throw their underwear in the trees, he added. Ladd carries a firearm at all times to protect his property and cattle. His family has kept up the ranch for 127 years. I'm in favor of having American citizens and private property owners have more control over their destiny. That's the bottom line, Ladd said. Ladd told the Daily Mail the invaders, they're military-age males in camouflage, and they have cell phones. They don't want to get caught. John Ladd's phone is an archive of life on a ranch beside the Arizona border with Mexico. Ladd, 68, has been a rancher all of his life. In the past 30 years, he has learned about such savage displays as well as the patterns of migrants who cross the border and the cartels who control turf on the other side. His 16,000 acres lie in the busiest part of the entire border. Border Patrol agents in the Tuscan sector recorded 250,000 apprehensions in just the first 4 months of the fiscal year, almost a 200% increase on last year. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. His family has kept cattle here for four generations or 127 years. Anyways, if you want to read the rest of that article, I'm going to post it up and you can go ahead and click on there and just read the rest of it. I mean, there's so much to go over. I mean, we could talk about the Biden border bloodbath all night long. And then here's another article. It's the heading is illegal immigrant in Utah arrested for alleged rape of an 11-year-old girl, a Guatemalan national in the country illegally was arrested by Utah police on Monday for allegedly raping an 11-year-old girl, according to police records obtained by the Daily Wire. 26-year-old Jonathan Estorado Runo Garcia is being held in the Utah County Jail. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement placed a detainer on him, the sheriff's office told the Daily Wire. Police documents said that on Sunday night, a mother returned to her apartment around 11:15, where her daughter was home alone. On the way in, she observed an adult male leaving her apartment. The mother said the male made eye contact, but then quickly walked away. When she entered the apartment, she found her daughter completely naked in the hallway, and the 11-year-old girl told her mother that a male she met on the internet came to the apartment and had sex with her, the police report said. Police used the girl's social media history to identify Runo Garcia, sick bastard, and quickly located him at his home. Runo Garcia admitted that he put his penis in her vagina and had sex with the 11-year-old for 20 to 30 minutes, the police reported said, and claimed he believed the girl was 13 or 14. Oh my goodness. You got to be kidding me. So, whatever. Wow. He said he met her at a soccer game and began chatting with her online. Runo Garcia admitted that the chats he had with the victim turned sexual and he sent naked photos of his penis on multiple occasions. The police report said these guys are just so disgusting and they're so perverted. I mean, they really are. I'm just saying, like, I used to work in the restaurant business. Not all Mexicans are, but you guys, I mean, I was there. I seen how you are. Come on. You guys are just gross. Whatever you're doing, you need to stop, change it or something. It's disgusting. It's not working. Even your own people say that about you. The women, they can't stand you. They think you're disgusting and gross too. I promise. What makes you think it's right to go sleep with a 13 or 14-year-old and be an old, big, old weasel, pervert? Come on, man. And then some of y'all, the ones that prance around your stupid country flags. You live in America, but you sit there and you have your Cuba flags everywhere. Are you serious? Only in America. It's just so disrespectful and disgraceful. And you look stupid when you do it, especially if you're a female. I'm just saying. Nobody wants your stupid flags in this country. Quit waving them around. Just quit doing that. If you want to wave your stupid freaking flag, you know, whatever flag it may be other than the USA's flag, the American flag, other than that, you need to go back where you belong and wave it over there, right? Because this is not Cuba. This isn't Guatemala. This isn't Mexico. This is America. And you're going to have respect for America. If you can't, then you're going to get out. Nobody wants you here. Nobody. Nobody wants you here. And the ones that are sitting here burning the flag, we don't want you here either. You can go back to where you belong. This is the greatest country of all times. It's the greatest country. I know it's upside down right now. Gee, I wonder why. Our forefathers fought very hard to get where we're at. We fled from all of this. And now they're bringing it. And now it's right here in our country. Maybe in different ways, but it's the same thing. Waving other countries' flags. Get out of here. Can you even have your own business in your other country? Can you? Can you capitalize in your other country that you wave the flag around? It's freaking embarrassing. And believe me, you're looking really dumb, okay? It's not cool. Sorry that happened to your country. I'm sorry that happened to your country. I'm sorry that happened to your country. But you know what? This is my country. And if you don't like it, then you can get out. And let me know if you need some help. You can blame this all on the Biden administration. And there's definitely a bloodbath going on at the border right now. And that's definitely coming over here and it's seeping over into our states. So I'm going to play this clip. It's coming from The Hill. And basically what it's about is these women are making it sound like it's not a big deal what's going on down there at the Biden border bloodbath. Like they're giving political cover, making excuses, pretending like it's not a problem. And a lot of people are really getting hurt. These Democrats are just, they're just awful people. This is a serious problem. This isn't a political move, a Republican strategy. Are you serious? I mean, how much are you getting paid to say that? You've got to be doing this for money. That's the only thing I can think of. It doesn't even matter because as long as it's not happening to you and in your backyard, who cares, right? I mean, they don't even seem to care about the rape tree. You're a disgrace to womanhood. Who are you? You need to get kicked out too. Get out of here. We don't want you here either. You're part of the problem. These Democrats denying the problem, making these excuses, and they're allowing it to happen. It's happening under the Biden regime, under the Biden administration. And they're constantly sticking up for it like there's nothing wrong. Here's the clip.
I ask you about another thing Trump recently said, this time in Michigan on Tuesday. He once again used that term bloodbath, which he was highly criticized for using last month. This time he used the term to chide Biden on the border, coining the phrase, quote, Joe Biden's border bloodbath. He took a lot of heat for using that term last month. Why is he bringing it back now? Is it helpful for his electoral pursuits? Is his team unhappy that he continues to wade into these controversial areas in terms of his rhetoric? I mean, what's the strategy here?
I would say Donald Trump, and talking to Republican strategists who, you know, are in Trump world, you know, they say this too. Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing when he uses a term like bloodbath. He wants people to be talking about it. And what are we doing here, Michael? You and I are talking about this. He wants his name out there, you know, to generate buzz and such. Now, this works for his base. Absolutely. They, you know, they feed into and they, you know, sort of agree with everything he says in terms of that language, and it energizes them. The question, though, is how does this impact, you know, independent swing voters? I would argue that, you know, this language might, I mean, saying bloodbath, you know, maybe it might rub some voters the wrong way. But at the end of the day, these voters are voting on issues. You know, if Trump continues to use this language and incorporate it into policy rhetoric, et cetera, maybe it becomes an issue. But I think right now this is him trying to generate buzz.
That's right. It's another word from our great sponsor, Colossus Hobbies and Gifts. And you can find them at ColossusHobbies.com, a growing online outlet, pro-American, pro-family, and pro-Make America Great Again. Colossus Hobbies is Fun Time Incorporated, most awesome emporium of gifts and hobbies and toys anywhere online. Playtime and excitement for all ages. Every balloon, yard bubble, hula hoop, laser gun, jump rope, and sports gear of all kinds. All at ColossusHobbies.com. All joy and laughing and playtime, amusement at Colossus Hobbies and Gifts. Need good gift ideas or accoutrements for your favorite hobby? ColossusHobbies.com. ColossusHobbies.com. Play-Doh and Play Slime. Popper, Balls, and G.I. Joe at ColossusHobbies.com. PlayStation 5 and games. Colossus is growing and adding new surprises every day. Camping supplies. And as you can imagine, camping supplies, card games, magic tricks, and seasonal gifts, unique gift ideas of all kinds, puzzles, and many indescribable delights and joys at ColossusHobbies.com. Come support us here at Real American View at ColossusHobbies.com. Colossus Hobbies and Gifts, ColossusHobbies.com.
And then you have the story of Lake and Riley. If you're not familiar with that story, I mean, she was just she was a college student. She was out jogging, and this illegal immigrant, this illegal invader, snatched her up and killed her. Mayorkas says we are not allowed to even use the word illegal invader. I wonder if he is. I mean, is he even like a legal immigrant? Probably not. They're all doing this for money. I mean, look what happened with, you know, Mike Johnson. How pathetic is that? He said, no more CRs. Lying is a sin, Christian Mike. He also sought Democrat support in order to back all of his moves. So he's the new traitor. He's the new Judas. He's just setting up Hakeem Jeffries as he attempts to fail us. So that'll be the ultimate betrayal. Hakeem Jeffries is just another Obama, and it's going to be a horrible nightmare if he becomes Speaker of the House. I'm just not sure why we're having such a hard time with these people, you know, running through these Speakers of the House. And I'm not understanding why this is even being allowed. I don't get it. I mean, I guess you guys are just, you know, getting as much money as you can. But what happens when that money is no good? Then what? Then what are you going to do? They're bringing these people over to our country frequent with airline tickets. Like, they're flying them in here from other countries, like third world countries. I mean, there's just look, all you gotta do is look and see. These people don't know how to act, but they're bringing these people over here, and then they're flying them in here, and then they're releasing them into the country and placing them in different states. I don't know if you haven't noticed, if you like actually look up instead of looking at your phone all day on day, you look up and you look around and you look at your surroundings, you'll see that. You'll see what I'm talking about here. I think I mentioned earlier, I mean, they're giving these people guns too. This isn't going to end well. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to end well. This really literally is going to turn into not just a, you know, Biden border bloodbath. It's going to be a Biden America bloodbath. It's going to start happening everywhere in the country. It's going to turn into a huge war. Mike Johnson's biggest crime is he didn't impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, which that was the deal. He's still there, just letting all these people in here. And it really is a problem. I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, we're already hearing, I know you guys are hearing it too. We're already hearing, like, you know, how they're going around punching girls in the face in the cities, in the subways or whatever, you know. What's going to happen whenever they get together into big crowds? I mean, look what they're doing at the colleges. They won't even let the Jewish people go to college, you know. God forbid you're a Jew. You can't go to college because you're a Jew. Don't even get me started. I don't even want to get started on that. Gaza. Get real. Come on. I mean, it already is starting to turn into a problem, and it very well turned into a civil war here in the United States. Nobody wants that. You know, we've got too much stuff to do. Nobody has time for a war right now or ever. Unfortunately, we're being made to do it. They're putting forces into place, policies, and I mean, look at who is the Secretary of Homeland Security. Mayorkas. I can't even pronounce his name right, you know? Mayorkas? Whatever. I don't even care. What kind of traitor gets into the Homeland Security and lets in all these illegal immigrants? I'm sorry, illegal invaders. I'm just not even sure why we're even allowing him to do this. What is the point of this? Why are we allowing this to even happen, period? We got rape trees. We've got girls out jogging. Girls out jogging to, and then don't come back because from, it's just ridiculous. And then you've got kids, you know, being raped. And then you've got those women over there on the hill that says it's a political thing. It's a Republican strategy. But now what you're saying is not a Democrat strategy, right? We can all see through your bullshit. And now we have these Haitians running around like animals. I mean, did you see the video footage? X has all kinds of stuff. It's hard to even watch it sometimes. Sometimes I just let it go for days because I can't. I'll go on Facebook. I don't even like Facebook. I'll go on Facebook and check that out. But X is really hard for me. But I mean, that video where the Haitians were over there burning their own people and then eating their legs. That's the people that they're allowing over here. People like that. They can't even came over. I'm not exactly sure what happened, like where they went. But when they came over into Florida, they got caught. They had guns. You know, they're all amped up. They're ready to go. You know, I don't think they quite understand, but they're all ready to go. They're going to hurt some people on the way. These people are not right. They're so sick and demonic. And like, there's nothing we can do for them. We don't want them here. Don't even stick up for these people. Why would you? Why would you think it's okay to let these people over here? The Hill, Republican strategy. The heck, man. They're accusing Donald Trump of the just so he can get some votes. He's already getting votes. He doesn't even need it. Come on. He won the last election, you guys. I know it's hard for you to comprehend, but he did. A lot of people understand it, but yeah, I mean, y'all probably do too. You just get paid. You must get paid a lot of money. I don't understand why you would even stick up for any of that stuff, especially if you're a mother. But here's a clip with Mayorkas and Josh Hawley.
Now that we have the file, I'll tell you what the difference is. Congressman Bishop didn't have the parole file, and Senator Britt didn't have the parole file. And now we do have the parole file. And now we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country was because lack of detention capacity, which, as you and I both know, is not a valid reason under the statute. And now that we know that for sure, this is right out of the parole file. Here it is. Subject was paroled due to detention capacity at the Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now, suddenly, you don't want to talk about it. This is extraordinary. It's also a pattern with you. So, let me just try one more time. Have you read the parole file?
Senator, I'm going to give the same answer, and let me say it.
Well, which one? Are you going to give me the answer you gave to Senator Britt? Are you going to give the answer you gave to Congressman Bishop? Or the answer you gave to Senator Paul? Or do you want to try a fourth one?
Senator, I will not speak to the particulars of the case, given the pending criminal prosecution.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Well, you certainly, of course, you don't want to, because it is an absolutely damning indictment of your policies. Let's just review Ibarra, and how he came to be here. On September the 8th, 2022, he was encountered by United States Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, and was paroled into the United States due to lack of detention capacity. A provision, a proviso, a rule that is not permitted under the statute. You and I both know you know this. You knew it when you were talking to Congressman Bishop. You knew it when you were testifying to Senator Britt, and you know it today. You just never wanted to cop to it because the statute doesn't permit it. And so you lied to Congressman Bishop, and you lied to Senator Britt. And now you are hiding behind the ongoing prosecution excuse because it's the last one left to you. Expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lake and Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator... You've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is, you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got.
So that was Senator Hawley pretty much put Mayorkas in his place. I mean, Mayorkas needs to be impeached, and then he also needs to be put in jail for treason. He has put our country at risk, and now we're unsafe to even live in this country. There's a lot of illegal activity going on here. And he knows exactly what he's doing. He's doing this on purpose. He has betrayed his country, and something needs to be done about this. And we already know why he did it, because he loves money, and dang on well, he got paid very nicely to make this happen. And he's an ideologue, so he's a true believer in destroying America. He really, really believes in the Marxist ideas. But Senator Hawley did a great job going off on that guy. I'm not even sure why we even need him, period. Well, I mean, why won't the American people just go up and seize him? Oh, I know why. Because 90% of them, you know, don't care. That's why. And then when it's going to be too late to care, you're going to be like, what happened? You want to know what happened? Because you're not paying attention to what's going on in your country. You only care about your little tiny world and your house and your little special job that you have because you're so important, you know, your soundtrack and your little car and just, you know, listening to all that rap music, or you're just in your own little world, your own little bubble, and your bubble's about to get popped when you can't go to the grocery store and buy food anymore. You're going to be like, oh, what happened? When you can't pay your electric bill anymore, but now you have no electric. You can't take showers anymore. What are you going to do? Oh, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. It's too bad, because there's a lot of us, you know. We could definitely take our country back if you guys would just snap out of whatever it is you're going through. You've got to know something's going on by now. And then the things that I would hear, I mean, shoot, I even used to say, oh, I'm not going to buy a gun. I would get upset about guns. Why? You better go buy one. I don't even know if that'll help. It's just unreal how you guys can't even think for yourself at all. If the TV tells you to do it, you're going to do it. It's just, it's shocking that half of you guys went and took that vaccine. And then the way you treated the ones that didn't want to take it. And now look what happened. Or are you still in denial over that too? It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. The way you bash the Bible. Like, come on, get a grip. You should think, why is that even happening? Why do people, you know, bash Jesus Christ and bash the Bible and bash the church? And, you know, why do people do that? There's always a Judas in every situation, really, if you think about it. Doesn't mean all churches are bad. Just like doctors, you know, not all doctors are bad. A lot of them are out for the money, though. You need to understand that. When they were getting paid to give you those vaccines, you need to understand that was going on. Oh, no, not the doctors. Oh, yes, the doctors. Because they want the money too. Everybody does. And it's a sad shame. You guys don't even know what's about to hit. Like, the money is worthless. There's not going to be enough money. It's going to be like that movie on the Titanic when they were sitting there, you know, trying to pay their way off that boat. No. Nobody wants your money. For real. It's worthless. I mean, $13 an hour. Oh, you better take that vaccine or you're going to lose your job for that $13 an hour, right? You guys, what's that $13 an hour doing to you now? Or that $30,000 a year job you had? What's that doing to you? Or 50 or 100 or 500 even. I know you got, everybody's feeling it. I know. I mean, I know some people aren't even paying attention. They don't even know what a freaking gallon of milk cost and how much it's gone up in price. The money is done. And I don't know what to tell you guys. Why don't you just continue to sell your soul for it? How about the next fake pandemic they come out with? Oh, you're going to have to get this vaccine now, or you're going to lose your job. You're going to do it again, right? Or they'll pay you to do it because you want the money too. It's pathetic. The money's worthless. The COVID pandemic, the COVID catastrophe was one more attack on America, just like the Biden border bloodbath. So if you don't think they're the ones that they did all of this. I mean, even during the COVID pandemic, they were letting illegals over here. But you guys were still getting your stupid, you know, booster shots because they were telling you to as they're bringing your enemy into the country to destroy you. And they don't have to get the vaccine. It doesn't make any sense. Why can't you think and understand that? I just don't understand why this even happened. Like, how can you guys sit there and not understand and look around and see what's going on in your country? I mean, can't you question things for yourself? Are you that brain dead? I guess you're just that brain dead. I can't sit there and just, you know, go off about all that, because there's been a time in my life where I didn't quite understand a whole lot myself. But, you know, enough is enough to where you should be waking up now and understanding that something's not right here. And now, I mean, I know you have to, you know, look up, look around, see what's going on around you. A lot of people, I mean, shoot, 85% of the illegal immigrants that came over, well, out of 300,000 were dropped off in the state of Florida, Tampa mainly, and Miami, definitely Miami. Not sure what the governor's going to do about that, Ron. China is not our friend. Cubans, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, not our friends, guys. It's a priority that we need to get these people out of here, because these people are not right. This is a huge disaster that we have caused. Mayorkas has caused. Hey, but, you know, we're causing it too, because we're just allowing it to happen. So, because you know why? Because you guys won't wake up and figure out what's going on around the world around you. 380,000 Cuban, Venezuelans, Nicaraguas, and Haitians came over. The federal government has everything to do with this. So therefore, that should tell you, well, that's where all your taxes are going. It's okay, though. It's okay if that little boy over there gets killed by, you know, some illegal invader who shouldn't even be driving a car on the opposite side of the road. It's okay. No big deal. You paid for that. Or that girl that, you know, was jogging down the road, just wanted to do her morning jog. You know, stay fit for whatever, because, you know, it's nice to be having some, she's a healthy person, good person, and just went and, you know, killed her. Or how about the little 11-year-old that got raped? It's no big deal. You guys paid for that. No big deal. Just whatever you do, don't do anything about it. Just pretend like nothing's happening. I know what you can do. You can go have a huge freaking riot and just go steal everything out of Walmart. Why don't you do that? Oh, wait. You already did that. Pathetic. And then all the protests going down at the colleges. Like, come on. What in the world? You're going to sit there and hold up your Palestine flags? Go back to that country, man. Since you love it so much, go back there. Why are you even here? Go to the colleges over there. You're just coming over here to cause a bunch of chaos that's unnecessary for no reason. We're here. You're using our country. You're going to our colleges. And then you're going to start all of this with your stupid flag and then get mad when you get your butt whooped. I mean, it should be, you know, and it's a sad shame that Governor Ron DeSantis had to make it into law that we can't, you know, sell lab-created meat in the stores. You shouldn't even be selling that in your stores to begin with, okay? There should never even be a law for that. But that's sad we had to make that as a law. And you know what? We should have been made no other flag allowed in our country as a law. But nobody's doing that, right? Well, y'all go ahead and you just wave your stupid flags around. And then you burn our flag? Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? We don't want your stupid flags in our country. We really don't want you here either. So you should just go back. And as a matter of fact, you are going to go back. You're going to be forced to go back. And you can take your stupid flags with you. Who would even stick up for, like, Hamas? Who would do that? That is an evil, like, there's something wrong there. Like, why would you stick up for that stuff? I'm sorry. Like, if Canada, you know, came over to America and, you know, kidnapped, I don't know, 1,000 people and mainly females, you know, and just started raping them and then torturing them, cutting their arms out, gouging out their eyeballs, setting them on fire. I mean, what would you think we would do if that happened? Nothing. Those people think they just like, they are like scary people, because and nobody in their right state of mind would just do that kind of stuff to someone. They're not even human beings. Something's wrong. And if they actually think that they're going to get away with that kind of behavior, they better think again. Obviously, it's not happening. We're not going to tolerate it here in America either. Joe Biden, Mayorkas. I guess that's what you guys are trying to do, because I mean, I was reading an article about how Joe Biden is going to bring over the refugees from Palestine. Come on, why? What he really meant is he's bringing over the Hamas terrorists so they can do that over here too. Cuz that's all they know, and that's how they act. And you know, the ones that stick up for them, well, y'all, they can go live in your house. Gaza. Come on, man. Nobody's perfect. I get that. And hey, God uses people, and he gave those people their country back, their land back. That's his. Everything in this world is his. That's what y'all people don't even seem to understand. He's going to take everything back right in front of your face. Nothing is yours. Nothing will ever be yours. And you know, that's just how it is. I don't care what you think. It's not yours. Nothing is. We want to sit here and create AI. God already created the AI. That's us. And now we're just going, you know, what we do. But, and that's fine. So I do have this clip I wanted to share with you. It's American thought leaders. And Chad Wolf was a former Homeland Security. He's very smart. I don't have the whole clip up there because it's kind of long, but I do have it posted in the comments. If you want to listen to it, I'd strongly recommend it. But I did want to just share this one piece with you. It's just all about the border crossings, the invasion of just everything with human trafficking, the drug, the cartels, just everything. And the man is just, the way he explains it is, it's wow. It's some good stuff there.
I want to jump to a different topic. We talked about trafficking a little bit and, you know, just how effectively all of this that, you know, that's basically coming illegally through the borders is trafficking. Now, I want to talk about some specific trafficking, child trafficking, I guess vulnerable, we could say vulnerable persons,
right.
But also trafficking of drugs and fentanyl. Yeah. I mean, these would be the big the big context that I'm interested in.
Sure.
So how has that changed as a result of these kind of numbers?
Sure. Yeah. Let me just say, you know, anyone trafficked anywhere is terrible. But you're exactly right. When we think about trafficking, obviously the most vulnerable populations are ones that we need to try to understand and see what is occurring. And so when I think about that, I think about obviously tender-age children that are being trafficked across that border. And there's a term that we use, we call them UACs, unaccompanied alien children. And what we've seen is that number explode during the last 3 years, because as you see more and more individuals coming, you're basically going to see every population, whether it's single adult males, whether it's families, or whether it's these unaccompanied children, all of these numbers are exploding because of the overall numbers increasing as well. And so over the course of the Biden administration's, we're approaching about 500,000 unaccompanied children that have been trafficked across that border. These are children that don't come across with any parent or any guardian, any family member at all. They are trafficked by the cartels. They are either having to pay a fee or they're having to work off a fee once they get here. And so all of these children are unfortunately probably being abused of some kind or worse, particularly if you're a female. And so they're coming in. And so to know this and to know these numbers and to know that they're being abused that way, but you're not, Biden administration hasn't really been doing anything about it, hasn't been putting safeguards in place, right? During the Trump administration, We tried to do a number of things because all these individuals are released to sponsors here in the United States, right? They go to HHS, Health and Human Services, and they're released to sponsors. And so we increased the vetting of those sponsors. We wanted to know who was coming to pick that child up. But we also wanted to know all the other adults in that household where that child's going, who are they? So we wanted to do background checks and vetting on all of that. Well, the Biden administration canceled all of that because what they found is that that takes time and their facilities were backing up with more and more children. And so they said the easiest way to get the children out of the facilities is to loosen the vetting requirements, which I think is extremely dangerous.
Well, in a case in point, I had a whistleblower, Tara Rodas, come on the show a while back. And she just, you know, had this kind of mind where she could, you know, identify patterns and ended up, you know, finding all sorts of examples of these sponsors, in some cases, obviously being, you know, people of ill intent, cartel related. And it's really, this is one thing we haven't mentioned, that a lot of this is driven by, you know, specific cartels that are monetizing, you know, I guess people, human misery and drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, again, the cartels only care about one thing, and that's money, and how do they make more of it? The human misery, the human toll, the death, the destruction of these individuals, they care nothing about. But if you go back to the children aspect there and sort of that, how that works, a child is trafficked across that border. It, you know, U.S. government picks it up, Border Patrol agent, then transfers it to HHS, who then hands it off to a sponsor. It's almost as though the federal government is the last link in that human smuggling chain. They're facilitating that child going to a sponsor and not knowing who that sponsor is. Are we putting that child in harm's way or not? We should be doing everything that we can to first discourage, you know, families and parents of putting their children in the hands of cartel members to come here. But if they do get here, then we should be understanding who are we releasing these individuals to. And then, of course, the family units that come across. Some are fraudulent, right? Some are being trafficked.
Right.
And during the Trump administration, we did rapid DNA testing along that border to say, is that child coming over with a parent who's actually a parent, or are they lying to us? And trying to understand, because we want to make sure we take that child out of that dangerous situation. Again, the Biden administration has done away with that as well.
And what about the other side of trafficking, which is the drug trafficking?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. Obviously, fentanyl is a big issue. Today, it kills about 100,000 Americans on average, and there's no other place in the world or anything else that is killing that many number of Americans every year. And the majority of this, the precursors, a lot of them come from China. They come into Mexico, repackaged, and then across that southern border.
Through ports, which are run by the Chinese Communist Party, in effect. So there's a kind of symbiotic relationship.
Oh, there's a connection. 100%. Yeah. And they're flowing through that southern border and obviously coming into American communities everywhere. And so, you know, I believe public enemy number one for the United States should be the Mexican cartels. We know where they operate. We know what they do. We've admired the problem. We keep saying it's a problem. It's a problem. We've admired the problem for long enough. It's time the either Mexican government does something about it, and they have their limitations for a variety of different reasons, or the U.S. government needs to do something about it and say, you killing hundreds of thousands of Americans over the course of 1 year or 2 years is not acceptable any longer.
That's right. It's another word from our great sponsor, Klaus's Hobbies and Gifts. And you can find them at klaushobbies.com, a growing online outlet, pro-American, pro-family, and pro-Make America Great Again. Klaus's Hobbies is Fun Time Incorporated, most awesome emporium of gifts and hobbies and toys anywhere online. Playtime and excitement for all ages. Every balloon, yard bubble, hula hoop, laser gun, jump rope, and sports gear of all kinds, all at klaushobbies.com. All joy and laughing and playtime, amusement at Klaus's Hobbies and Gifts. Need good gift ideas or accoutrements for your favorite hobby? klaushobbies.com. klaushobbies.com. Play-Doh and play slime, popper, balls, and G.I. Joe at klaushobbies.com. PlayStation 5 and games. Klaus's is growing and adding new surprises every day. Camping supplies, And as you can imagine, camping supplies, card games, magic tricks, and seasonal gifts, unique gift ideas of all kinds, puzzles, and many indescribable delights and joys at ColossusHobbies.com. Come support us here at a Real American View at ColossusHobbies.com. Colossus Hobbies and Gifts, ColossusHobbies.com.
Well, I mean, you can say that the government over here in America needs to do something about that, or the Mexican government needs to do something. But they're not, because they're working together to do what they're doing right now, which is, you know, the human trafficking and the drug smuggling. It's all together. It's just a big, huge money-making machine. And they love that money so much that they're not going to stop doing what they're doing unless they're forced to stop doing what they're doing. I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, look, whenever Obama was the president and you know, we had Fast and Furious and they like just gave all these weapons to the cartels. So, I mean, it's obvious what's going on here. It's so obvious to me. I mean, I don't know about to you guys, but to me, it really is. And what's happening is that either it's just going to continue to go on the way it is, or we're going to have to do something about it. I guess we just have to wait, like, you know, another year. Because what is it? Well, yeah, not really a year. I guess 6 months. We'll see what happens, though. This is crazy. Everything that is happening right now is just bizarre. And it shouldn't be even. We shouldn't be allowing any of this. And then, I don't know. I just don't get it. We just can't continue this any longer. There's a lot of people that are dying. A lot of innocent children that they shouldn't have to ever have to go through whatever it is that they're going through. There's no telling. I don't, you know, like, but I mean, it's the world, the worldly system. It's just messed up, you know, and it's messed up what they're doing to President Trump, constantly just messing with him and his family. It's putting these people in jail that whatever. It's just so stupid. Letting these people out of jail that really should be there because they're dangerous people and they have already killed people and been caught and they're still walking the streets, you know. So everything's messed up and hopefully this will all be fixed soon because enough is enough. And really what it comes down to is we're all going to be held accountable for what we did and what we did not do. And if you have in your power to do something about what's going on, even if it's to just, you know, take in some of the kids or like donate to whatever, like a charity that is helping, you know, the women and the kids get back on their feet or whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, this is crazy. I don't even know what to do when I actually sit here and think about it. And then all the drugs that, you know, come over here. I understand drug addiction. I do. I think a lot of us do. Whether it's coming from a doctor or the streets. Because, I mean, there's bad drugs everywhere. And they come from all angles. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So, I think a lot of this, people wouldn't even be the way they are if they weren't, you know, if they weren't addicted to drugs. I think they take over everything. I think drug addiction is just, it's awful. So and they know that. So, and they're bringing over these awful, disgusting drugs, fentanyl, crystal meth. Oh gosh. And then, they're all just so gross. So that is a problem. But it's really a strong addiction too. It's crazy how it is. So anyways, it's a problem that needs to go away too. If that goes away, then a lot of our problems are going to go away. It's drugs. They need to get out. No more drugs. Marijuana. Yeah. Yep. Hey, I'm not even, who cares? Alcohol? Nope. Alcohol's stupid too. But whatever. I know how you guys are with your alcohol. These people have blood on their hands and that's not good for them. There's an article that I was reading, I think it came out yesterday, and it was about an 11-year-old. She got kidnapped by an illegal immigrant, an invader, illegal invader. Okay, so here's this article. It says, illegal from Guatemala who entered the U.S. on Biden's open border invitation in January, arrested for the kidnapping and sexual assault of an 11-year-old girl. This was written on May 8th, 2024. It's May 10th, so this is fairly new. An illegal alien from Guatemala who entered the U.S. on Joe Biden's open border invitation in January was arrested on Saturday for the kidnap of a minor to sexually assault them. Marvin Dinal Perez Lopez was arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida on Saturday, where he illegally crossed the U.S. border in January. Perez Lopez was released by Border Patrol, was given a court date for some time in 2027. Wow, that's crazy. Through the investigation, detectives learned that Perez Lopez left Guatemala in early January, crossed through Mexico, turned himself into Border Patrol, was given a court date for some time in 2027, and was released, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said. Perez Lopez is being held in the Palm Beach County Jail on no bond. Law enforcement said Lopez entered the U.S. through Mexico and found his way to Florida. They're everywhere. I don't even know what to say because I put myself away from all of that. I'm not in a city and I don't even ever plan on living in one ever again in my entire life. The plan, hopefully, it works out that way because I don't ever want to go back and live in a city ever again. For that reason right there. Just people like that. I mean, they're everywhere. I get it. But nope. I mean, I'll see you coming. So better get ready. I can't help but think that way. I mean, I don't think everybody's bad. I hope not. I don't know. I don't know everybody. It's just stories like that, that it's a constant, like, news article about an illegal invader and what they've done to innocent bystanders that are just, you know, here, that you know, that are supposed to be here, that, you know, have been living in America. They're Americans, you know. They should be able to just drive around and go to the grocery store or be able to jog down the road without having to worry about getting kidnapped or killed by an illegal invader. I mean, they're just doing it right in front of our face now and nobody's doing anything. And some of you guys are just letting them go. Like, what are you doing? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you people, man? It's just disturbing. And I just can't believe, you know, we've allowed this to happen to this country. You guys have to have been, like, paying attention, right? You older people? Or did you just want to stay, you know, in a bubble and think that, I don't even know, I don't understand how this happened. America just looks like a bunch of pussies to me. I'm not trying to, like, it's just stuff like this. It's happening constantly, you know? Just go lock them up for a day or two. Let us feed them. Why not? Freaking, the groceries out here are so expensive. Well, we're going to go ahead and feed you, you know? We're definitely being invaded, and they're definitely housing these people, and not all of them. I mean, they're all kind of like drift, you know, there's drifters out there, obviously, but there's also ones that are being housed and clothed and everything taken care of. We're being invaded. So I don't know. This doesn't look good. I mean, it's coming from all sides. Like, look at the colleges, the border. You guys are so confused. You want to just represent your flag, and it's so retarded. Stop doing that. Palestine? My goodness. That's crazy, man. I can't believe we're allowing that. A Palestine flag? What is that? That's a joke. And then when I see you Americans, like, waving it around, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of, in that movie, the Independence Day movie, you guys are the ones holding the signs up welcoming the aliens. And then what happens? They zap the shit out of you. That's what you remind me of. You guys are so, like, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but ignorant as all hell. And then with all this violence that's been going on, you know, like those videos that go around on X or Getter. I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe you guys would, like, sit there and jump on some girl. She's probably, like, 5'3", weighs 100 pounds, and you're sitting there smashing her. You're in the mall and you're sitting there smashing her head and jumping on her and punching her and just like, I don't know how many of you had to do that, but you did. And I'm not really even sure there. Why would you do something like that? There's no excuse. There's no reason behind acting like that. So you had no right to do that. None whatsoever. You're going to pay for that. Hopefully you are already starting to. Because that behavior is not, that's not doable in my world. You're not allowed to act like that in my world. Everybody that knows me in my world knows that too. I'm just saying, you don't act that way. I cannot believe I sat there and watched that video. I couldn't even watch it. And nobody would even help the girl. As a matter of fact, somebody was sitting there videotaping it. And then she starts screaming her head off to help, you know. And then the guy goes back, starts pounding on her some more. Nobody does anything about that. You guys look like animals to me. It's not cool that you did that to that girl. There's no high-fiving that behavior. Not in my world. No, sir. You don't treat people like that. I don't care what she said. She did not deserve that. Oh, no, she did not. And then you're going around and you're just punching people in the face. Come on. Why are we doing that? Why are you freaking doing that, man? You're going to do that to the wrong person. They're going to shoot you. It's a sad world we live in. I can't believe nobody helped that girl. I mean, they beat on her for a little while. Just not sure what, you know, what's going on. Like, what's wrong with white people? I'm so sorry. I mean, what the hell did any white people do to you? You guys are, get real. This is not going to go good for you. You're messing with the wrong people. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't like bullies. I don't tolerate that behavior. It's not allowed in my, like I said, I don't know how many times already, but it's not allowed in my world. That's not what we do. We don't. And then that one video, like, I mean, what are y'all doing, man? The one girl, you beat her so bad. She's sitting there like freaking twitching or something. Like, she's not right. Something's wrong with her. She looks like she's about to die. And you're over there dancing above her, thinking you just did something so freaking cool and so freaking great. You didn't do shit. Now you have to live with that. Let's see if you have a guilty conscience. You will eventually. Maybe not right now at this second, but you will. That was uncalled for. You guys don't know when to stop? You're animals. That's barbaric. That's just not right at all. So what are we going to do about it? Nothing, right? Nothing. It's just sad, you know, living in this world. It's time to change. It really is time for a change. A nice new world. That would be nice. Get all of this evil spirit out of here. Because that's what it is. It needs to all get out. It doesn't belong here. It needs to go. We don't have the same beliefs. We're not going to see eye to eye. And that's just how it is. I'm sorry to tell you that, but they got to go. Enough is enough. None of this should even have happened. It's just mind-blowing that you've allowed it to get this far. Unfortunately for you, every single one of you know who you are. If you never even hear this, I don't even care. But unfortunately for you, that has things to do with what happened during our election last time. You're going to be held accountable for that. Yes, you are. There's eyes in the sky. There's eyes everywhere. Every single where. You can't get away with anything these days. So you're all caught because you are. If you got a cell phone, because you know how you can't go anywhere without your cell phone. They're tracking you. They track all of us, every single one of us. Whatever. I don't even care because I don't do anything. Doesn't bother me. So I'm going to leave you with this clip. And it's good. It's a good one. Listen to it. Listen to the whole thing if you want. And you guys have a good day. And God bless you. This is Wendy with The Real American View.
I'm a Navy intelligence veteran.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Deliver us from
inflation
evil.
Rose by 0.4% in March on the monthly basis. It's the same as the February figure. But here's the key. Year over year, inflation rose by 3.5%. More than expected, more than we saw last month.
How concerned are you about the fight against inflation stalling? And do you stand by your prediction for a rate cut?
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain.
A federal appeals court heard oral arguments on whether a new Texas immigration law is at odds with the role of the federal government. The law, also known as Senate Bill 4, would allow state police to arrest suspected illegal border crossers. It's currently on hold while judges weigh its legality.
Joe Biden's border bloodbath ends the day I take the oath of office. It ends. Vote, I will seal the border. I will stop the invasion. I will end the carnage, bloodshed, and killing, and we will crush the human traffickers.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has been huddling with his Republican conference for the second time today, this time to try to find a way forward after a failed vote tied to renewing the government's surveillance tools. This comes as he is facing the very real dilemma of how to do his job without losing his job. Earlier today, the speaker met with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's threatened to oust him from his post, or at least to try, if he puts any bill on the floor that includes funding for Ukraine.
On this vote, the yeas are 193, the nays are 228. The resolution is not adopted.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition of Human Events Daily. We are live in Washington, D.C. Today is April 11th, 2024, Anno Domini. Honored to be joined once again by Senator Ron Johnson of the great state of Wisconsin. Senator, how are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm doing well. Hope you are, too.
I am doing very well. It's nice to have the little spring action coming back around here. So when the other nice thing that I've seen is this chart that was put together. I wish it were nicer, but I like the fact that it's getting attention because how powerful it is. This illegal immigration chart that I don't know if everyone knows this, that President Trump has been posting about and tweeting about and showing at his rallies and handing out to people at Mar-a-Lago, is that your office actually put together that chart. Is that right?
Yeah, I was with the president last week flying up to the Green Bay rally, and we talked about a number of substantive issues. Obviously, one of them was the border, and I mentioned the fact that this chart that I've really been updating on a monthly basis since I became chairman of Homeland Security back in 2015. And what I've always liked about the chart is it shows the cause and effect, and it shows the magnitude of the problem of Biden's catastrophe versus even President Obama. You know, back there in 2014, he declared a humanitarian crisis when 2,000 people were crossing a day. Biden had over 10,000 people per day just in December. And so I think what President Trump liked about it is it showed also how when he faced his own immigration issue, by the way, caused and sparked by President Obama's deferred action on childhood arrivals. I mean, that's really the main root cause of all this, these border crises and now this invasion. But when he was faced with almost 5,000 people a day, he did something about it, and he did it very successfully. And so he liked that chart. He adapted it, made a couple tweaks to it. And I'm just glad that it's getting a lot more visibility than when I post it. Obviously, when President Trump posts it, it does. I thought one of the commentaries from one of the political pundits just put their chart and said, this ought to decide the 2024 election in and of itself. Again, just describing the catastrophe that is Biden and the Democrats' open border policy.
And this is exactly right. It's something, by the way, where, you know, I'm always one of the guys who says that, you know, I think we need to tell stories as well as do facts and figures. But it's something where Republicans as well can just have something out there. Conservatives, just average folks can look at the numbers on this. And speaking of numbers, we're going to talk about Bidenflation here later in the interview. But when you put it out in a very simple way for people to understand, that everyone can look at this and say, here's when this thing happened, here's when the next thing happened, the cause and effect. And I'd love to ask you about a lot of these because people don't realize some of these key decision moments, before even Trump took office, like the Flores reinterpretation, which gave Ketchum release, like the tariff threat, like the DHS tools, all of these things that came into effect as President Trump was campaigning. And then later when he took office, then that hits, then Biden comes in. We can see it all right there. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with a much longer segment. Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, Georgia.
The hidden tales of the communist history.
Jack Sobek back live here, Human Events Daily, live Washington, D.C. We're sitting down with Senator Ron Johnson, who's been very gracious with his time for us. Senator Johnson, as we're talking about this just monumental chart that you've put through, and there's so many different pieces. We can see the graphs, we can see the troughs, we can see the spikes in so many of these things. This Flores reinterpretation of 2015 and then the subsequent DHS rule that came out, you've been outspoken on this for years at this point. Can you explain to the audience, if they're not familiar with Flores and the impact that that's had on our enforcement of the border and these catch and release policies, can you explain to the audience who may not understand what Flores is, the basics behind it and what the current situation is at?
The original Flores decision related to a young girl, and she was an unaccompanied child. And the agreement that was hashed out was that the federal government would have to turn over an unaccompanied child to HHS within 20 days. And so when President Obama sparked the latest crisis at the border with his deferred action on childhood arrivals, we had a lot more unaccompanied children come in, but we also had unaccompanied children come in with their families. Some were real families, some were make-believe families. But what Obama did in reaction to that is he detained those children with their families. Immigrant right activists took him to court, and a court reinterpreted the Flores decision and said that you couldn't even detain an unaccompanied child with their families. So then President Obama started splitting up families from the unaccompanied children because they had to release the unaccompanied children. That was politically untenable. Certainly President Trump was not able to do that either. So again, that is what really led to this explosion of people exploiting that Flores reinterpretation. By the way, DHS Secretary Johnson at that time completely disagreed with that court decision, saying that unaccompanied children couldn't even be detained with their families, which I think is pretty inhumane action, but that's what the courts do. That's one of the things Congress could have fixed, we should have fixed, but Democrats don't want to fix that because it helps spark and fuel their open border desires and dreams.
And in actuality, what it's done is given a signal to the coyotes, the cartels, the human traffickers, essentially, that if you bring children along with you, that they know our system, they know our rules better than the average American does, that if you have these unaccompanied children with you, if you have these minors with you, that it kind of gives them a free pass to be able to walk their way right across the border and right through our system.
Yeah, the result was, we didn't separate families anymore. What we did is we let the families into the country. So we didn't detain any of them. And that, I should have explained that, that's the icing on top of the cake here, is the policy result of that was now we don't detain the children or the families they come in with. So, you know, we've seen an explosion of fake families, for example. We don't do DNA testing, certainly not under the Biden administration. So this is a huge problem.
Right. And so it basically created this loophole whereby in that Homeland Security, even if they wanted to, they wouldn't be able to, under the court order, to go in and detain any of them under the rules. So the question then becomes, how do you fix that? I know we're going way into the weeds on this, but it's such a key issue. So does it have to be a legislative fix, or is this something that could be done by DHS rule?
Now, because it's a court decision, it had to be a legislative fix. But you'll notice on that chart, you'll see blue are family units, and you'll see that the size of the blue in those bars increases after the Flores reinterpretation because people started exploiting that law.
That informing us we need to trust the science, and we're doing all this for your own health, and we're doing this for your protection. So that's the situation, and I guess in terms of the chart, we've made it to about the 2020s. So what happens? This is the situation as the administration, so the Trump administration leaves January 2021, and you can see the explosion. And I have no idea how else to explain this other than a massive explosion as Trump leaves office, Biden takes in, and it's basically in the first month, you just see it jump up exponentially. Look at this, January and then February, and by the time you're in March, it's already too late.
Well, again, I think President Biden used the exact same executive authority that Trump used to secure the border to open it up. And one of the most important things is he stopped the Remain in Mexico or the Migrant Protection Program, which really deterred people from coming. If you couldn't get in this country and, you know, give a notice to appear in court 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 years in the future, this just stopped coming. And so that was probably the most effective thing, together with the threat of tariffs against Mexico, so that they actually enforced the Remain in Mexico policy. But when President Biden stopped using that, that was the signal to the world that America's borders are open. And so you see the explosion in family units coming to exploit that law, unaccompanied children. Again, single adults were returned under Title 42 under Trump. They were returned to a certain extent under President Biden, just not as aggressively. And then President Biden allowed that Title 42 authority to expire when I don't think he really had to, because you had, as you said, you know, all kinds of reason of these other endemic diseases that you could have still said was a health emergency if he really wanted to secure the border, but he doesn't.
This is The Real American View.